Nice to see you, to see you. Nice. Turn to somebody near to you and say, you're looking pretty hot tonight. You're looking pretty hot tonight. Now try and convince them that you really meant that. If you'd been stood with that copper at the edge of that river, you'd have heard us. Earlier that week, I was practicing DJing while whizzing off my head on amphetamines. You should have seen me. I looked like Gallum on speed behind decks. I'd practiced for months, and then that day at last, I got the knack of mixing two tunes in time, Waka Wong, and in key, Chocka Chong, every time. As you'd expect, I was buzzing. Then Tanya, my girlfriend, walked in. Tanya had the looks. She had red hair. She didn't do drugs, but by now she'd worked out that I did. She didn't need the skills of Sherlock to assess that. Tanya, watch this. I can mix in time, Waka Wong, and in key, Chocka Chong, every time. Big deal, I'm not bothered. I've just got in from work. Anyway, I don't think I can do this anymore, Barry. Look at the state you're in. I know you're off your head. You always are. I've just not said out before. We had a massive row and split up. So put my gear in the car and got off. 58 hours later, I arrived in Buxton. It was only 35 miles away. I was convinced that the big man upstairs had sent me there and that now, tooled up with my techniques, turntables and tunes, that I was going to be a famous DJ and that I was going to make a record. I knocked on 10 bed and breakfast doors. I'm going to be a famous DJ. I'm going to make a record. I need a room. I didn't get one. Don't think digs in the sticks are used to this at 2 o'clock in the morning. I went for a mooch round this public park. There's a river. If I cross that, I'm going to be proper famous. So I stripped off, got in, got out the other side. Then I came to this big old building with a glass door. Bang, bang, bang. A woman peeked through. She didn't give me a room either. Do you blame her? Next minute, I saw a blue flashing light. Oh no, it's the Dibble. So I legged it back down to the river. When I jump in there, I'm going to fall through the bottom and get away. So I jumped, but I hit the bottom instead. It was only that deep, that bit. Then that copper looked over the edge. He'd taken his hat off and he had a short sleeve shirt on. What are you doing in there, you like that, this time? Come here. He reached down to lend me his hand. Hey, officer, I'm going to be a famous DJ. I'm going to make a record. Are you now, lad? Yeah, I just need a room. I think I can help you find one of them. And he did. I ended up in Leicester Prison on remand with a room down the hospital wing. I wasn't well. I was damaged. I was on that broken path. Do you know that we all wind up on that broken path at some point? Because damage happens to us all. Damage caused by our own personal dramas. You'll find we've all been on that path. It's not just me. So what helpful truths can we find if we take a trip back down that broken path? Let's go see. To kick off, that broken path is where repairs can get actioned. Picture this, you're driving a car and you stop at a T-junction waiting to turn right. Then a double-decker bus comes beside you and stops waiting to turn left. Then the bus sets off to turn the corner, but as it swings around, the back end of the bus hits the side of your car so hard that it jolts you. But then the bus doesn't stop. The driver just carries on like nothing's happened. What would you do? Take a picture of the reg? Phone a friend? Go out and take a Facebook selfie? Check that dent, my back's killing me. I can feel a claim coming on. Or would you bomb it after the bus like I did on Boundary Lane in Hume? Fast and furious style in my 16 plate Focus. You could smell the burning rubber because I'd put my window down as I did my handbrake turn in front of it to stop him.
Well, kind of.
Hey, mate! His comb over popped out. What? You've just hit the side of my car. No, I haven't. Yeah, you have. When you pulled out back there, you knocked into me and pushed me right over. You must have felt it. Felt what? That wasn't me. Get off and come and have a look. So I got out and went to the side of my car. Look at the state of that. Look at all the orange and white paint in there. That's not off mine. Are you having a laugh? You can't say that's not off yours. Look, there's even some of my black there on that big scuff on the corner of yours. That's not black. That's dark grey. That's black. Ford Shadow black, to be exact. How can you be so hard-faced? You're bound to rights, mate. Looks like I am really, don't it? I better give me details then. When I got home, I phoned my insurance. A bush just hit me and damaged the side of my car. Okay, sir, someone from our local body shop will be in touch to arrange to pick it up. Later that day, they came and took it away and they repaired the damage. Do you know, in a similar fashion, God can repair the damage done to us. But he's the master repairer because he's able to repair damaged hearts. He's able to repair damaged emotions. And he's even able to repair the damage done to us by those hard-faced so-and-sos who try to deny it, like the bus driver with a comb-over did. See, that broken path is where repairs can get actioned. Think about the damage that's landed you on that broken path. Listen, God can repair that damage. He can reach down to lend you his hand. A guy in the Bible, Job, man, he was proper damaged by all the drama that had happened to him. But then God flipped the script. It says that God restored him and gave him back twice as much. See, that broken path is where repairs can get actioned. I was in that public park. It was way gone 2 a.m. Hey, officer, I'm going to be a famous DJ. I'm going to make a record. That broken path is where repairs can get actioned. And aside from this, that broken path can have an end point. Raise your hand if you have ever been the kind of person to write letters with a pen. For the younger ones, this is how we used to send a message to someone before the likes of emailing, DMing and WhatsApping. You know, apart from those I wrote when I was in prison, I've only ever sat down once to write a letter this way. This was to me mum. It's the only letter I've ever sent her. I've still got the letter because our kid found it in a biscuit tin underneath my mum's bed after she died. I wrote this during a period on that path towards the end when I was a bit of a hostel resider. By this stage, I was so poor, I used to turn my tracksuit bottoms inside out to get another 6 months out of them. If you'd been in my room in the hostel, you'd have seen me at that little table writing it. Aye, ma'am, I thought I'd drop your line to let you know how I'm doing. This Sally Army hostel is so much better than the one in Salford. The staff and residents are really friendly and dead down to earth. It costs me 21 quid a week. I get my breakfast, dinner, tea, supper all in. It's the best food I've ever eaten. Ma'am, I'm looking for a cheap black and white portable telly. Remember them? If you see one about a tenner, let me know. I've been travelling around on my free bus pass and I've asked our kid to post me up cheap bootleg tobacco. So don't worry about me up here. I'm fine. Love you, ma'am. Baz. P.S. I bet you didn't know I could write letters, did you? As you can see, I was stuck on that broken path. Then God reached down to lend me his hand to take me off it. And so with that, my days on there were done. Listen, that broken path can have an end point. A guy at the Bible had been on that broken path more than once during the course of his lifetime, called Paul. And he said, yet God rescued me from them all. Are you on that broken path because you've been damaged in some way? Maybe you've wound up on there recently. Or it could be that you've been stuck on there for some time. Listen, however long you've been on there, or even if you've been on there more than once, God can take you off that path. Same as it did with me. See, that broken path can have an end point. I was in that public park. It was way gone 2 a.m. Hey, officer, I'm going to be a famous DJ. I'm going to make a record. That broken path is where repairs can get actioned. That broken path can have an end point, and that broken path positions you to get next to the broken. If you got chatting with Si, you clock his Stokey accent, his half gold front tooth, and his big heart for broken blokes. We first got chatting after I finished speaking in Dovegate Prison way back when we first started working in jails. That's when we started our prison project, which is to give a free copy of Once an Addict, which is my book, to every prisoner in the United Kingdom. We're still on with that. Do you know, to date, we've sent 50,000 copies of that book out free of charge. And right now, there's 78,000 prisoners behind bars in the UK. And there's one small way you can support that. For every one copy of Once an Addict you buy, which is over there, just so happens, we then send 2 into prisons for free. So you're buying 3, but we're giving 2 away on your behalf. And all the other stuff that's on that table, all the proceeds that come in through there, go into the charity that I run, and that's earmarked for the work that we do in jails. I'm going to London, as I do every August, this August, and I'm going to be speaking in 9 jails in Greater London. We got no funding for that. So we have to do little things to kind of fundraise, so the proceeds from that and other little things that we do just help us do that kind of stuff, and also send the books into prisons. Si was doing time in Dovegate. I can't really tell you what he's in for, but I can tell you it involved a post office, a balaclava, and a sawn-off shotgun. He was given a 12 stretch. He was on that broken path. Then God reached down to lend him his hand when he was in his cell one night. Now Si heads up Walk with his wife Karen, an organisation that was set up to get alongside prisoners when they're released. If you've been with me just recently, you'd have seen me asking about it. Si, I remember when the walk was getting off the ground, but tell me about the journey, mate. It started off when I was inside, bro. So I was ending my sentence. I was working down the reception and I kept seeing lads leaving. And within no time, they'd be back. And I thought, you know, I've been on that path, the same one as them. But now God's got me back. So when I get out, I can do something to help. That was 8 years ago, bro. Nowadays, we've got a detox centre, a recovery home, 3 support houses, and 14 semi-supported apartments. So far since the start, there's been 706 men through, bro. Listen, that broken path positions you to get next to the broken. That fella out of the Bible who'd been on that broken path more than once, Paul, he said this too. God comes alongside us when we're going through it. And before you know it, he brings us alongside someone else who's gone through it. See, when we get through it, we can then help others to navigate their way through it. What about those on that path? A similar path to yours. Weigh it up. How might you be able to help them? Knowing that God's got your back. Listen, that broken path positions you to get next to the broken. I was in that public park. It was way gone 2 a.m. Hey, officer, I'm going to be a famous DJ. I'm going to make a record. That broken path is where repairs can get actioned. That broken path can have an end point. That broken path positions you to get next to the broken. And as well as these, that broken path is where you can switch paths. You had to be there to hear how she said it. A little while back, I made an appointment at my doctor's to see a nurse for a routine checkup. 2 days before I went, I got a text. Dear patient, your annual mental health review is due. They must have mixed it up. They sent me this instead of the reminder. So I go to my doctor's and I'm sitting there waiting. Barry Wood, with this way, please. When I got into the treatment room, the nurse was sat at a computer. She had big brown glasses on, her hair was tied back, and I'm sure that perfume was Gucci Rush. Right then, Mr. Woodward, what you're here for now? Let's have a look. Oh, you're here for your annual mental health review, aren't you? No, I don't have a mental health review. I'm just here for a checkup. Well, it says here, Mr. Woodward, that you're due one. Well, I can't be, because I don't have them anymore. I did do, though, whilst I was seeing a psychiatrist, when I heard voices and when I was an addict. But then I stopped seeing one. Why did you stop seeing one, Mr. Woodward? Because there's no need. Not since the voices vanished and I ditched the drugs after I'd had a eureka moment in a church one morning. It was like I'd switched paths. Very interesting. Very interesting. Very interesting indeed. And it's the way that she said it, I knew what she was thinking. Are you sure there's no need for you to see a psychiatrist, Mr. Woodward? Listen up. That broken path is where you can switch paths. Could you do with switching from that path that you're on? Look, 2,000 years ago, 2,000 miles away, God who flung the stars into space, God who created the universe, God became a man. His name is Jesus. Jesus is God with skin on. And he came to this earth and he was tempted just like you, but he resisted temptation. Then at the age of 33, he allowed himself to be nailed to a cross. He was on that broken path. He was damaged. But he was on there for you, though. Because he died on that cross to pay the price for your faults, for your flaws, and for your failures. He died on that cross so that you could get back to the drawing board and to pave the way for you to switch paths. There's a saying in God's instruction book, the Bible, by a guy with a top mind. He said, be wise and always have enough sense to follow the right path. Listen, that broken path is where you can switch paths, but you need to make the change. As you can imagine, when you get to speak in lots of places like I do, you get to stay in lots of hotels. I'm what you might call a hotel hopper. I'm not a hostel resider anymore. That was just a preparation. Now, I've had an upgrade. Do you know, late one night, I locked myself out of one hotel. Flip, what a numbskull. What am I going to do? Force my way in, or do I bide my time out here until somebody lets me in? Sat that, life's too short. So I grabbed the handle, turned it, and started jolting the door handle. Going crazy. You should have seen me look like a frenzied Jackie Chan. On steroids. After about an hour, the electric lock clicked and the door flung open. Phew, that was close. I'm knackered. Hope there's no cameras out here though. Fancy that click coming up on your Facebook timeline. Do you know, in a way, this scenario is the same as us and God. We're that building. God wants to come in, but he will never try to force his way in like I did. Because he bides his time outside until we let him in. In the Bible, he puts it this way. Here I am, I stand at the door. See, he stands at the door. He bides his time outside your door until you open it and give him consent to come in. And when you give him consent to come in, he reaches down to lend you his hand. Listen, that broken path is where you can switch paths. But you need to make the change. And that's up to you. I'm going to close out now by spinning back to that scene, me behind my decks, Tanya, watch this. I can mix in time, waka wong, and in key, chocka chong every time. Big deal. Don't think I can do this anymore. 50 hours later, I was in Buxton. I'm going to be a famous DJ. I'm going to make a record. I need a room. I got a room in the end, down the hospital wing in Leicester Prison. I wasn't well. I was damaged. I was on that broken path. That path that we've all been on. Please stand if you're able. No going outside for a smoke just yet. Listen up. Listen up. Listen up. Right now, God is stood outside your life. He's biding his time outside your door. But you need to give him consent. You need to make the change. What are you going to do? So I'm going to pray a prayer. And I'm going to invite two groups of people in this room to pray this prayer with me. The first group, those people. You have never prayed a prayer. You have never given God consent to come in. It could be that you've prayed crisis prayers. I've prayed loads of those. God, give me bail. Never got bail. Nothing wrong with crisis prayers, by the way. It could be that you kind of believe in God, but you're not sure. It could be that you're looking to connect with God. It could be that you've not thought about God much until tonight. It could be that you've been brought by a friend. And you didn't know what to expect, and I've said something that's resonated with you. It could be that you just walked in off the street. The first group, those people, you have never prayed a prayer before. You've never given God consent to come in. God's biding his time outside your door right now. He's waiting for you to give him consent. He's waiting for you to make the change. That's up to you. So that's the first group. The first group, those who have never prayed a prayer before. The second group are those people. You have prayed a prayer at some point in the past, and you prayed it with all sincerity, and you got going on your Christian journey. And you started to make a few changes, but at this point, on your pathway, right now you're not really cutting it. Listen, there's no condemnation for you, you know. That's clear. It's all about grace. But I'm going to say to the second group, pray this prayer, get back on track. Get back into the groove of your faith. And God will forgive and forget. And then as you leave this place, you can crack on with the rest of your Christian journey. They're the two groups who are going to pray this prayer. The first group, you've never prayed a prayer before to give God consent to come in. You've never asked him. You've never made that change. The second group, those, you're going to pray to get back on track. And everybody else, you make up the third group. You're going to pray to encourage the first group and the second group. Are we ready? Park your pride outside. Don't let your pride get in the way. Let's pray this prayer together, all three groups. Dear God, I come to you tonight and I admit that I'm not perfect. God, I ask that you forgive me for all my faults, for all my flaws, for all my failures. God, I ask that you take me back to the drawing board. And God, I ask that you take me off that broken path. While our heads are bowed like this, if you prayed that prayer and you're part of the first group or the second group, can you raise your hand so I can see it? Part of the first group or the second group, if you prayed that prayer, we've got one, two, three. Put your hands down. There's three people. There might be a few more in this small group who's prayed that prayer. Those three people who's raised your hand, you don't need to raise it again, but I'm going to count down 5 seconds to give the rest of you 5 extra seconds if you've prayed that prayer. You're part of the first group, part of the second group. So raise your hand. If you've raised it already, don't raise it again. But there might be a couple more. 5 seconds you've got. Park your pride outside. Anybody else as I count down? 5. Raise your hand so I can see it. 4. Anybody else? Another one over here. That's 4 people altogether. Anybody else as I count down? 3. Park your pride outside. 2. Anybody else? 1. I'm going to count to 3. Those 5 people who's raised their hands on the point of 3, you're going to leave your seats and you're going to walk through this door after I count to 3. Why? as a charity, we've produced some things that we want you to take home with you. One of them is a book that we want to take home with that's been done by a friend of mine. Also, there's a QR code we want you to scan that takes you to a DVD where I explain what you do next. That's the beginning of a journey. What do you do next? I explain on the DVD what you need to do next. So as I count to three, you're going to actually through the QR code, so you don't need a DVD player. You can watch it on any smartphone. Count to three, you're going to leave your seats, you're going to go through that door. Are you ready? One, two, three, you go now as quickly as you can through that door. Thank you. Let's give them a round of applause, by the way.